But also a bit fearful that we're verging on what I call feelings territory. So let's stare at the fire in silence.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Blush Podcast. I'm your host, Na. And today I have two new amazing people on the podcast with me today. Would you guys like to introduce yourselves?
Yeah, I'm Nina Kapanir. What else should I say about myself?
I don't know. Anything you want to say.
Okay, well, I just transferred to FIT this semester.
Okay, learn.
Yeah, studying AMC, yes. Advertising, Marketing, Communications.
Word.
And I just really love to podcast since I do have my own Check It Out, Ladies and the Tramps.
Yes, check that one out.
Hi, guys. My name is Kira Mahoney. I'm also AMC. I'm a freshman. And yeah, I also just like to talk a lot, so that's why I did this.
So you're gonna hear us do a lot of talking. I hope you came here for that. If not, you could leave. It's okay. But you saw the title. You're like, what does this mean? What is this? We're gonna be talking about the dreaded topic, dating. How are y'all dating lives right now?
Oh, well, so this is actually really awkward timing. Did I break up with my girlfriend last night? Yes.
What happened? Are you okay with spilling? Are you not?
Yeah. I mean, nothing too crazy.
Mm-hmm.
We've been dating for like a few months. And
how long? Like
since like November.
Oh, okay. That's like relatively recent,
though. Yeah. It hasn't been like a crazy long relationship. But yeah, things just started getting a little bit weird. Because, oh god, I'm like, what if she listens to it?
Is she gonna be angry?
I don't know. She probably won't listen. It's fine. The concern for me was that she had like a really close relationship with her family, which is like beautiful, gorgeous. You should be close with your family. But to an extent, that was a little bit odd.
Incest?
No. that's a little bit further than I mean. No. But she's just very close with her family to an extent where she was like, I can't really hang out with you that much because I have to hang out with my family. And she's not in school because she just dropped out or like has a job. Like she doesn't have a job. So I was like, okay.
So she's not doing anything.
She just hangs out with her family. And then she was like, yeah, I can't really see you that much because I need to hang out with my mom.
if she's there with her mom all the time, yeah, like,
so that's what I said. And she was like, you just, like, don't get it, obviously. Like,
like, yeah, I actually don't get it.
Yeah, so. I don't. Oh.
But yeah, that was, like, the main thing. But then it just kind of spiraled into other stuff. And then I was like, wait, POV, what if I'm straight? And then I was like, wait, I don't know anymore.
You might be going through like a cute little journey right now. After.
Like, I just don't know.
And that's okay. Like, for a major comeback.
Yes.
Sexuality makes no sense.
Like, it doesn't.
God.
It doesn't. You could be all over the place.
I low-key like told her. Not that I thought I was straight. I was just like, I don't really know where I'm at sexually, if I'm being honest. Sexuality-ness.
Yes.
And she was just like, took that really personally and got really upset with me. And that's kind of what led up to our breakup yesterday.
Damn.
Was she upset? Like, really upset?
She cried.
Did you
I
cry?
Didn't.
Oh, well, I guess that's the test.
I mean, I'm still kind of like, oh man, like, rats.
Someone who is torn about a friendship, about a relationship wouldn't be like, oh, darn, like.
I don't know, I guess I've just been like, this is my first, like, some, what's it called, semester, like, living in the city, and I used to go to Syracuse University, so the dating scene there is very different.
In what way?
It's just very, like, based on Greek life. If you're in a sorority, like, and you go, like, mix with, like, a certain frat, like, that's how you kind of, like, meet guys. And, like, of course there's other ways, but it's very, like, everyone uses Tinder for, like, sneakies there, and it's kind of, I don't really know. It's just so different from here.
Yeah.
It's just more high school is the way to put it, I would say, because that campus reminds me of, like, just high school mindset and, like, way of communicating with others if that makes sense.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, it's just very, like, immature, I guess.
Yeah.
Because here it's, like, everyone's so independent and, like, mm-hmm. living their, like, adult lives, even though we're still in school. Yeah. And I feel like that kind of impacts, like, the dating scene a little.
Oh, for sure.
But, yeah. I don't remember why I brought up Syracuse. There was, like, a reason towards my recent breakup, but
yeah.
I actually can't recall.
How's your dating life, Kira?
I just, like, stopped talking to this guy that I, like, we literally met, like, the first week at school. Like, first weekend out, I met him. And we literally talked, like, every single day, blah, blah, blah. And then I have to, like, send, like, the what are we doing text over winter break. Because I was, like, mm-hmm. it's been too, like, that was a long time to wait even until winter break.
Yeah.
The what are we doing. So I hit him with the what are we doing. And first of all, he left me, like, he didn't answer for, like, 3 days. And I was like, first of all, that's like that's already a red flag.
Yeah,
like,
that's your answer, to be honest.
I was being hella vulnerable in the text. So I was like, yeah. That's kind of crazy. Like, I'm not going to answer me. And then he was all like, oh, like, I got cheated on over the summer. Like, I don't really know what I want right now. And then he was all like, but I'm open to talking. And I'm like, that's literally what we've been doing.
For the longest.
Like, that's what I'm saying, for those 5 months. So, like,
talk to your therapist,
that's
please.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you don't, like, I don't need to talk to you. Go talk to a therapist. So, whatever. I was like, okay, that's, like, whatever. But, like, it wasn't fair for you to string me along kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you knew from the get-go that you just got cheated on, why did you stay talking to me every day? And, like, we would, like, hang out and, like, we would, like, whatever, like, you know, do stuff, whatever. It's, like, and then he, like, so then I stopped talking to him, like, beginning of January, then, like, end of February, no, then right when I got back to school, he had one of my rings, so I was like, I need my ring back.
Yeah.
And he was like, okay, like, I can bring it to you, so he came, and I, like, cleared him in front of my dorm, like, outside, but, like, my dorm, I was, like, going off on him, I was like, you're low-key a whore, like, you're actually a whore, like, you're an asshole, like, you shouldn't treat people like this, like, I hope, like, no one treats your sisters like this, because he thought he was, like, a feminist or something, because, like, he has two sisters, and he's, like, really close to his mom, so, like, you would think that he's, like, a girl's guy. No, mm. Like, I don't know, you know what I mean?
You get, yeah, I know what you mean.
For the girls. And, like, you look feminine, so I'm like, okay, like, let's go. Like, he's, like, a real one, you know? So I was like, okay, like, I'm safe. So anyway, I went off. I was not safe. I was off safe. Like, free me from the shackles. But anyways, so I was like, blah, blah, blah. He wasted 5 months of my life. Like, I'll literally never get back. Like, he wasted my whole first semester of college.
Yeah.
But I was like, whatever.
So, wait, so you decide to only talk to him? That whole time?
Literally, I wasn't talking to anyone else. It was just him. And, like...
Did you do it by choice?
I mean, yeah. Like, I was kind of, like... I'm not, like... I don't, like, see multiple people at one time. So, like, just me personally. So, I was, like, okay, like, I'm gonna just, like, stay talking to you.
Yeah.
And, I, like, yes, like, we never clarified that it was just, like, the two of us talking.
Mm-hmm.
But it's, like, in my mind, it's just, like... It's just a given. Which, obviously, yeah. Not everyone thinks that way. But I was, like, oh, like, blah, blah, blah. Like, you wasted my time, whatever. So, then, he was, like, okay, like... Can we still be friends? And I was like, like, not, like, I don't really want to be friends. Like, if we have, like, something romantic, I can't go back to the tonic, you know what
yeah,
I'm saying? Like, that's, right. Like, too hard, like, and especially knowing that I like you clearly more than you like me, it's, like, you'll just take advantage of that and,
mm-hmm.
like, do shit and stuff, whatever. So, then he was like, okay, like, I'll reach out to you in a little bit, like, maybe I'll wait a week, maybe I'll wait a month, and I was like, you don't really have to reach out to me, like,
don't
like,
talk to
that's
me
that's what I'm
ever.
Saying, actually, never hit me up ever again, like, I'll be fine, trust. And he was like, oh, like, I'll know you'll be fine, blah, 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 whatever. So then, literally a month to the day, so, like, February 29th, he texted me, and he was all like, hey, like, I owe you a drink. And I was like, and then he was like, oh, my God, like, no, blah, blah, blah. Like, when do you want the drink? And I was kind of like, how many girls do you owe drinks to, though? Like, how many times does this happen? Yeah, I kind of ate him up. Like, I'm not going to lie. I kind of ate him up. And he was like, no, like, it's just you. No, we were, like, scheduling a time, whatever. Mind you, though, I low-key needed to stand. Like, I still need to stand up, but I'm not even gonna lie. Because, not only was I mad at the fact that he didn't know what he wanted, but, like, a couple weeks before he reached out about the drink thing, I found out that the whole time, like, I'm sick to my stomach. The whole time that we were talking, he was literally sleeping with other girls, like, multiple girls at school. And it was, like, I wish, like, you told me, you know what I'm saying? What? And I found that out. I don't know why I even answered the text about the drink. Like, because, like, deep down, like, obviously, like, I literally hate you, low-key. But, like,
but you
I low-key still
like him.
You. What's
yeah.
what I'm saying? Like, and it's just, like, my friends are, like, oh, my God, here, like, staying on business. Like, would have some self-respect. And it's, like, you can't just, like, get rid of the feelings completely. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, like, he fucked me over, but it's like, and then, like, my mom was like, oh, look, you guys weren't exclusive, like, so technically he could be doing that. And I was like, that's true as well. So, like, I just, like, the situation's so weird. Like, do I have a right to be mad at him? Like, I don't know.
I feel like he was definitely wrong for not, like, coming out of the gate being like, yes, I just got a very bad relationship. Like, I'm not looking for anything serious. So you have in your head that, like, okay, he's not looking for anything serious. And then you could just, like, lay those boundaries from the get-go to be, like, for you not to get feelings. But if you catch feelings, like, that's on you, girl. But he didn't do that. So, exactly, like, that's that aspect that's really, like, fucked up, you know?
Yeah. I don't know, like, I just, like, if I was him, like, I would have told the person I'm seeing, like, oh, by the way, I'm seeing other people.
Yeah.
Like, are you seeing other people? Like, I don't know, it was just, like, annoying, because, like, I thought it was, like, exclusive, but it wasn't.
It's not. I think it's because, like, he didn't set those boundaries. He's, like, it just allowed him to do whatever he wants.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, it, yeah, it's just weird, because, like, he'll still, like, he, like, I'm on his close friends on Instagram, so, like, he'll swipe up my stuff, and it's just, like, stop, like, you know, but it's never gonna, like, be anything, so why are you still, like...
I think it's because, like, maybe you're the one that, like, got away. Like, he didn't... not got away.
For saying that.
But more like, of, like, the one that he didn't, like, sleep with yet. So, that's the thing. So, he's trying to, like...
He waited 5 months to kiss me.
Yeah.
So, I'm just a little bit, like, you waited 5 months? Like, that gives, like, I'm gonna have a relationship with you. You know
maybe he wants
like,
you to be his favorite eater. I don't know.
Maybe. 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 Like, he's just, like, there's too many mixed signals, and, like, from the jump, I was, like, I felt good when I was with him. I was, like, oh, my God, like, you're so, like, funny, and, like, we were so similar. But then, like, when, like, I wasn't with him, I'd be, like, damn, like, I'm low-key sad. Like, I don't know. It just seems very, like, not consistent with everything.
Yeah.
So, I was, like, damn, like, this sucks, but I'm gonna come up now, so.
And
it is, like.
That was just making me think, like. If a guy could be like, yeah, I'm for the girls and be able to get into, like, a girl's pants, right? But then if I wanted to serial date and I was like, I'm for the boys, people would just be like, you're a pick me.
Yeah.
Like, why can't I do that shit?
I feel like both of that shit is like, you're both pick me's. Like, I just feel like like, full
but
of
like,
shit.
It's like,
right?
You know? You get all your validation, like, your ego and your self-esteem is all based off of, like, how many girls you can get with.
Yeah.
I feel like it works easier for guys, though.
Oh,
like,
for sure.
I went up to a group of guys, and I was like, no, like, I'm so pro-men. Like, I love men. Like, they're the best. They would be like, okay. Like, the fuck? But if a guy went up to girls and was like, yeah, like, I'm a feminist. Like, I just love women. Like, I support them. Like, at least one of them would be like, wait, that's really hot.
No, at least one, yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like I pray that, like, 3/4 of that group is like, you're full of shit.
Yeah.
Right. But I know one of them is gonna be
that's
like, oh my god, like, play with my pussy now.
Like,
I don't know. Like, that's so bad. Like, that's just a true testament of what dating is today. I feel like everyone has, like, a game that they play. Or, like, a little, like, I don't even know what to call it, like, a little dating niche that they do.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It's, like, so, it's so weird. Like,
but maybe this is, like, your thing. Like, this is, like, get girls.
Do you guys have a dating niche?
I don't
like,
know.
Like, do you think?
No.
I mean, I've been such a relationship person my whole life, so I've never been, like, dating.
Were you in a relationship before sex?
Oh, wow. Yeah. I was in a relationship for, like, 4 years.
Oh, my gosh.
So, I just haven't had, like, enough time, really. Because when I was single from him, it was more, like, working on myself. I wasn't like, oh, I want to go out there and, like,
find
get
someone.
It.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
But now, I'm kind of like, wait, I have to figure out how that works.
Yeah.
And I guess I just, like I said, like, I just haven't been dating that much.
Mm-hmm.
So, a lot of my experiences are from, like, relationships I've been in.
And that's how it usually is.
So now I'm like, maybe I should just serial date.
I think you should.
Not actually be in a relationship.
Yeah, for sure. I would hope.
For now.
I would hope not.
It's just like somehow I always end up in relationships on accident.
Yeah, but like, it's okay. I feel like just doing stuff for fun.
Yeah.
And then like, you might like accidentally be in a relationship.
But my issue is like, I think I get, like, whenever I start like hanging out with someone, for some reason we just end up liking each other, like, on an emotional level. Like, I've never just had, like, really a sneaky link where it's, like, we're literally just having sex.
So do you think you're, like, confusing, like, friendship intimacy with, like, romance intimacy? Or do you, like, you know?
Maybe a little. That was the thing that I was, like, confusing myself about with my ex-girlfriend.
Yeah.
Because I knew that I was attracted to her and, like, I loved her and, like, whatever. But at the same time, sometimes we would hang out and I would be like, I don't know. It just feels a little more, like, friendshipy than romantic.
Yeah.
And I don't think it's because I'm, like, not into women. I think it was just our certain, like specific
your
relationship.
Dynamic.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And, like, it was just weird because we would have sex and stuff, like, whatever. But it was just not the same, like, oh, I'm getting butterflies when you, like, tell me I'm pretty or whatever to her.
Maybe it's just, like, clean slate or everything. Don't think about any of your exes. Just go outside and just do shit.
Yeah. I know. I'm, like, it's kind of exciting because I, like, don't really know that many people at FIT yet. Because I just started here, obviously. Mm-hmm. So I'm, like, maybe I'll meet someone sexy.
It's not at FIT. Don't hate at FIT. No, not at all.
I feel like it's so hard to meet people. And people are, like, oh, like, in the city, like, it's, like, oh, there's so many types of people. Like, but, like, everyone just, like, keeps to themselves, I feel.
It's, I feel like you only end up meeting someone at, like, events. Like, I,
exactly,
freshman year, I loved Eventbrite. Like, I love just going on Eventbrite and being, like, the shit that I like,
okay,
oh.
That's, like, you know, Posh?
Yeah.
That's what I do now. Like, I go to, like, parties in, like, Bushwick, but it's just, like, those aren't, like, intimate settings. Like, you're just, like, really moshing to, like, drill music. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, like, singing Jen Carter. Like,
you're not gonna meet, like, your soulmate.
That's
like,
out of my life if I'm, like, getting sturdy.
Yeah.
So, I'm getting sturdy. That's sorry, I'm like, so I'm like, I need to be like an intimate little like smoke session or something, you know?
Yeah.
So I can,
like a sip and
paint, exactly,
or like an art show. Like I loved
like
going to art show. Or like I've been wanting to go to like a figure drawing class like for the longest. Like, oh,
yeah,
that's how you meet people.
Exactly.
I feel like
you can like, and at those kind of like parties like where it's so loud, it's like you generally can't even hear them. Like,
yeah,
I'm like in their ear, like, why can't, I don't know what you're saying to me, so I just smile and nod, you know?
Yeah, just go to a cafe, read a book.
Cafe would be too
wait for
cute.
Someone
yeah.
to fall in love with you.
Yeah. And then they'll be like, what are you reading?
I have a lot of campus crushes.
Really?
I see them everywhere.
Why don't you just say hi?
Why don't you, actually, wait, I've never
I was taken before now. That's
you
could have
said
today.
Hi even though you were taken.
I'm
not with the intent of being like, oh, I want you. No?
You know what I'm saying? But
like my campus crush.
But some people are like, oh, like, I find you sexy, let's be friends.
But no!
What? I don't know, some people do that. I'm not the some people, but I know, like, there's people
who
be like, you're pretty. I want to be friends
okay.
with you.
Yeah,
okay,
if
well,
you have a cool vibe, I want to be
yeah.
friends with you, but, like,
that's different, though.
Sexy, yeah. Like,
before, I was, like, out as bi, I would say that to girls, but now I'd feel awkward if I was, like, wait, you're literally so hot and sexy, like, let's hang out.
Yeah.
Because then it would be, like, okay, we're obviously going to smash.
You're
going to
smash.
Yeah, that's true. Never mind. I'm wrong, guys.
Maybe that's just me, like, I'm wrong.
Yeah.
I'm sure that works for some people.
It probably does.
But, I don't know. I think the guys at FIT are also, like, say like guys, girls, like they try to be so like catered.
Yeah,
to
they do the
and
thing
it's
that
like,
we watch
yeah. It's like, why are you guys all like carbon copies of each other? Like, can you be original? Like, do something fun.
Or they'll be like, oh, you know, I have a fashion brand. Like
I got like the Rigones on my feet. I don't care if you wear like Chrome Hearts.
Like,
I genuinely don't care if you wear Chrome Hearts. Like, I don't care. So.
Yeah, Campus Crush, if you're listening, you should say hi to me.
But you said multiple, so who
wait,
else?
Yeah, there's one like me.
You should
one.
Drop first name last names right now.
We absolutely not.
You next time you see that person, say hi.
You should describe them.
The issue was like I followed them on Instagram and they didn't follow me back.
Oh.
So then I was like, okay.
You should DM them.
But I was like, what if they just didn't see it?
They probably saw it.
They 1000% saw that request from there.
But yeah, we could go into a little game because I feel like throughout this conversation we're talking about like not knowing what dating and what talking is. So like
right.
we could each name a thing and like we'll see like our opinions. Is that
okay.
Is that talking or is that dating? And I feel like the game could be called talking or taken.
Wait,
that's good.
Yeah. It does.
Yeah.
Props to Nina. Yes.
Shout out.
Yeah. She came up with the name. So all right. What? I feel like definitely probably texting or calling every day. Is that, like, are you talking or are you taking?
Wait, sorry. I feel like, so is dating, like, the acts of going on dates? Or is that, like, you're locked in?
I feel like the dating is the act of going on dates. Like, you're
okay,
actively
like,
going
you're
out with each other.
You're introducing your partner to someone. It's like, oh, we're dating. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
No, but if you were in a relationship with that person, you'd be like, you'd just think, this is my partner, boyfriend, girlfriend.
Yes, yes.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, that makes sense, okay. But yeah. So talking's like the lead up.
We're currently dating.
The talking is the leading up to,
like,
yes,
the edging part.
The edging, yes.
The edging to the,
and then the climax, like, is the getting in the relationship.
Yes.
Okay. Perfect.
Yes.
Cool.
So is talking every single day like a sign that you're taken?
I think it depends, honestly.
Yeah.
Like, I wouldn't say it specifically would mean you're taken or you're just, because
I would say, like, you're seeing somebody, but, like, that doesn't mean, like, right, you're just seeing one person, you know what,
yes,
I'm saying?
Yeah.
I agree with that. Yeah. I think it could mean, like, you're not exclusive with them, but you really like them.
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
I think that is a conversation that that person experiencing that would need to have with,
yeah,
the
other, with
person.
Other person.
Yeah.
AKA, so they don't have your situation.
You know, how about you?
Wait, what?
Like, what is the little scenario that you feel like...
Oh, is it talking or
taken? Are you taken?
Okay. I would say, like...
Pays for a meal. You go out to eat and they pay. Like, what is that?
Oh, that's actually a good one. I'm trying to think.
I feel like when you're not taken, but, like, you are actively dating.
Okay.
Because I feel like you have to go out for, like, if he's paying for a meal in your home, like, you just got Uber Eats? No.
No, but if like you went to, like, go get food at, like, a restaurant.
Yeah, like, you went out to a restaurant. I feel like you're, like, it could turn into you being taken because you went on a date.
Okay.
Like, you're not talking anymore.
Mm-hmm. I agree. I think, like, I'm having a hard time coming up with ones because I feel like the lines between talking and taken are so blurred that it's,
yeah,
like,
today it's so bad.
It's, like, what even is an example of that?
Yeah, like, it's, yeah, not, dating is not what it should be anyway, like, anymore, too. Mm. Like, it's so terrible.
What about, like, talking about, like, family? Like, you said, like, talking about family, like,
oh,
deep,
yeah, deep conversations.
Like, actually, like, when you rope in, like, home life, it's like, okay, clearly, like, we know each other on, like, a deeper level that, like, you can open up to me about that kind of stuff. So it's, like, low-key, that's, like, dating, mm-hmm, to me.
I feel like,
I'm not,
yeah,
telling random people my business, you know what I'm saying?
Like, on the first date, I'm not gonna,
not, yeah,
or, like, the first weeks that I'm talking to you, I'm not gonna try to be, like,
I'm not gonna say, like,
here's
my
mom.
Like, sixth grade trauma.
Yeah, like, I'm not gonna,
yeah,
do that.
So
I think that's taken, too.
Yeah.
But my thing with, like, the taken is, like, even still, like, you could be seeing other people until you're, like, in a relationship.
Yeah, disclaimer, you gotta set that boundary,
yeah,
and make it,
right,
official.
Some people will not comprehend that, and
they
will talk to literally 20 people at once.
Yeah.
All the time.
And that's, like, yeah, that's so strange. Like, that some people, like, don't have, like, the, like, social, like, not, like, cues, but, like, the realization, Chanel, like, you've got to communicate that, like, you're not the only person I'm seeing.
Yeah.
What about meeting their friends?
Oh, you're taken.
You're taken.
Yeah. But I was, no offense, sorry, Lily, I'm going to talk about a situation. My friend, Lily, mm-hmm, she might listen to this. But, so she went on a first date with this girl, mm-hmm, and basically, like, they went out to lunch, and it, like, it was a good time, like, but it's more, like, friendly-esque. And then, like, she was like, oh, I'm going to go to this protest. You want to come? And then my friend was like, oh, I guess. Mm-hmm. And then she ended up, like, meeting all her friends. And that was just the first date.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I don't
know.
Okay,
low-key, though, that kind of might be, like, friend-zoning to me.
Oh, I think,
like,
yeah, that's probably friend-zoning.
We're mixing friends. I'm like, okay,
that's,
like,
yeah,
this is, like, just a hangout at this point.
And they ended up just becoming friends,
okay,
basically.
So at least it ended good, so.
So it was probably a friend-zone.
To go against that, though, my best friend on her, like, third date with this girl this past summer, I, like, met her. And, like, it was really fun, and we went on, like, a double date, and then,
so cute.
Yeah, and, like, I think, it's hard to, like, say this without saying names, my best friend's, like, the girl she was seeing,
yeah,
met, like, pretty much all of her friends, like, really early on, and, like, even my ex-girlfriend met a lot of my friends, like, some of the first times we hung out.
Yeah.
I don't know, I wouldn't say, like, I would say, like, taken, kind of, but I don't think, like, I think if you really like someone, you will introduce them to your friends early on, and you can see a relationship with that person.
Mm.
And, yeah. before you're even dating, though, is my take on that.
I think we gotta be like you. I don't know.
So, like, in this, like, game, like, the take-in is, like, we're, like, approaching the dating
stage. Approaching the dating stage.
Yeah, it's, like, you're basically going
to be. Yeah, like, we know what's gonna happen.
Yeah, like, it's on the way. Yeah. It's here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then, psych, and then it doesn't
happen. It doesn't happen. They're like, ooh,
like, actually, like, I got you on over the summer.
Yeah. So, yeah. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. What about, like, sleeping over?
Oh.
Like, in the same bed?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would say taken.
Like, more than once.
It should be your taken. It should be your taken. Yeah. Today, it's not. It's not giving that.
Yeah. And especially more than one.
Because low key, like, I could be into that right now.
Well, you just got it. Yes. Follow her on Instagram.
Yeah.
Slide into the DMs.
At Nina Capanier. Check it out.
But yeah, it was fun playing. I feel like we got through a solid, like, you should know by now that certain things you should be going through, like, different stages to actually be with someone. Which is terrible.
I'm trying to think, though, because, like, we said taken for, like, all of them. Like, what were we, like, talking to
now? Oh, if you, I don't know what, like,
I would say, like, texting a few times a week. Like, hey, how was your day? Maybe making plans. Like,
making plans.
Do you want to go to dinner next Friday? Blah, blah, blah. But I also feel like at the same time, when I was, like, a few years younger, a talking stage would be Snapchat.
Oh, yeah.
People have Snapchat. Streaks. Me and Sky are talking. Like, no, you're not. You're sending just, like, selfies with the dog filter. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is not like anything intimate. So,
yeah.
Right.
I don't know.
I do think the definition of it changes as you get older.
Oh, for sure.
I think of my little brother, like, he's a senior in high school right now, and, like, talking to him and his friends is literally just sending, like, pictures of the side of your face
all
day long, like, back and forth on Snapchat, so.
Yeah, I feel like talking now for me, and I hope for multiple people in their 20s, is actually, like, setting a date of, like, hey, you seem cool. I'm attracted to you. You seem not like a serial killer. Do you want to go to this location and eat here for a few hours or do this activity?
Crazy way to approach
it. Not in that type of tone, but, you know, or, like, words. But, like, do you want to do something? I feel like that's how it should be.
Yeah.
And then we go on the date, and then we're not talking anymore. We're starting dating.
I feel like at our age, dating and talking are almost the same thing.
Yeah.
Wait, but is talking solely over the phone, you think? Or is, like,
I feel like it's texting, FaceTiming.
But then once you actually start, like, coming over to, like,
like, you're dating. Like, I
feel like at our age, it's like, if I meet someone I like, we'll text to make a plan. So it's like, we're kind of already just, like, talking, dating. I feel like those are the same thing as you get older.
I feel like before you go on a date, you're talking. But as soon as you go on the date, you decide to go on multiple dates, you're dating. And I feel like that talking, obviously you're talking on dates.
Right.
But, like, I feel like the talking stage.
It's like you're seeing someone.
Yeah, you're seeing someone.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. Ugh,
like,
it's so,
like,
confusing.
Flirting involved and stuff, like, you're talking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If it's, like, I can't, well, obviously you can't say whatever you want to a person, you know.
I think talking, dating, and seeing someone are kind of grouped together almost.
Yeah.
It's kind of just all the beginning stages of, like, before you are in a relationship.
Yeah, I don't want it to be, though. I feel like in the past, I think, like, oh, when I watch Bridgerton, or, like, when I think of, like, back in the day, like,
when I watch Bridgerton.
But, like, they're, like, they're stages. Okay, so you're doing this, and then you do this, or you do this, or, like...
It's just so smooth.
It's so smooth. Like, there's a clear line of, like, oh, I'm dating you. Or, like, they're, like, and maybe...
There's, phases you have to go
through. Yeah, there's phases, and maybe in between those phases, they're, like, oh, actually, I have a wife, or I have a
secret
family. And then you're, like, okay, never mind. I feel like the boundaries of, like, what, like... are not so blurred. Like, there's still bad stuff where, like, feelings can be caught, but, like, it's not that, like, you have an easier way to be mad. Like, you have more of a reason to be mad.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I think that's the annoying thing about, like, having access to so many people through social media, texting, whatever, because it's like you could be actively like only seeing one person in person, but yeah, then at the same time you could be like on Hinge, like messaging, yeah, people, and then it's like, okay, so you are talking to other people. Yeah. Like, that's where it kind of gets like confusing, because like back in the day before we had access to all of that, it was so much easier to just keep your like mind focused on one person. Mm-hmm. You'd have to go out into the world and meet someone else you're interested in,
but people
to,
like, still find a way.
Yeah. it was harder than it is now, which is like,
yeah,
why I feel like it is so much more like prevalent now.
Yeah, I feel like sex, I feel like we define intimacy as like just sex now, and like I feel like sex is so
easily, like, emotional intimacy.
Yeah, there is, yeah, but like I feel like our generation doesn't, yeah, like, yeah, count it in,
no,
like,
yeah,
the definition, you know, so like, and it's like so accessible, so like they're like, all right, yeah, like this is all I want. It's like, I, you could like ask someone like me, like, hey, do you want to fuck, and they'll be like, yeah. And then you're happening.
Yeah.
So like they don't see a reason why to get into a relationship, which is like, it's just,
there's
not
so many options.
There's
the,
yeah,
thing. Especially being like in New York City or like on a campus like Syracuse, it's,
mm-hmm,
like you're in this like little community that is filled with so many people.
Yeah.
And it's like you see, because of like dating apps especially, I feel like you can scroll through them and see how many hot people are in your area, even though you're like talking to someone, and then you're like, okay, well, I don't know if I want to settle for this person because look at all of these other options around me.
Yeah.
But like back in the day, it's like you would have to walk around and like go places, meet people to actually be like, oh, there are a lot of other options. Like,
mm-hmm,
it was just, I don't know. I feel like people were so much more focused on being like getting to know someone and being attracted to their personality,
yeah,
because it was like harder to like get in a relationship,
yeah,
I guess.
And you don't know what's out there too. Like, yeah, I feel like you, like social media nowadays, like you just know there's so many hot people in the world. You're like, oh, that like little,
yeah,
Shelly in your,
yeah,
hometown, it's not,
yeah,
the hottest chick,
right,
in the world.
Right.
Like I feel like also that's like another conversation on like, I just feel like our minds today and be like, oh, we could definitely, any single thing that we get, we want to do better or we want something,
mm-hmm,
else.
Yeah.
Which is like a little bit messed up. Yeah.
But like also what were you saying before about how like people think like sex is like the be all and end all of like a relationship. Like,
yeah,
why would I bother getting into a relationship when I have like access to all these sneaky links and access to,
yeah,
like, link, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, if I can get the sex without putting a label on it and like putting the work into a relationship, why would I get into one?
Yeah.
Which is like dumb, because like, girl, like, it's not just about the sex, you know?
Yeah, it's about that companionship.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. I feel like that's the mindset a lot of people have, though,
yeah,
which is why it's, like, so hard to get into a relationship.
Yeah.
And I feel like it's made people, like, desensitized almost to, like...
Oh, for sure.
Like, it's not, like, that normal. I feel like just be, like, getting with every single person you see, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. It's, like, it's just strange to me sometimes.
Yeah.
Like,
so, like... how can we like not be participants in this like terrible like practice I'm dating today? I don't,
yeah,
know.
Yeah, I mean, I think not using dating apps is a great place to start. I mean, I do think like having Hinge or whatever is like obviously okay, like people have met actually like good relationships,
yeah,
through dating apps, like that's what they're for. But I think having the mindset that, like, I'm on this app to actually meet someone in person and, like,
mm-hmm,
get to know them and not just to, like, constantly be seeing how many people I can have sex with that are, like, hot.
Yeah.
And if you do have that mindset, like, delete it.
Oh,
and
for sure.
Go out into the world and meet,
yeah,
people.
Oh, for sure.
I think we just have to realize, like, dating is not something that is typically, like, successful through media and, like, through texting, Instagram, dating apps, whatever, like... it's a lot easier to get to know someone and see if there's a connection in person. And it also is, I feel like, a lot better when you have a, like, natural romantic connection with someone,
mm-hmm,
that was just, like, happens. Like, it just, what's the word, like...
materializes?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
It's kind of like, it's not like you're meeting someone on Tinder or Hinge and you're like, oh, let's go on a date. And then you go on the date and it's kind of like...
yeah.
Oh, we don't know anything about each other except,
yeah,
that we're attracted to,
yeah,
each other.
Yeah.
So it's just kind of awkward.
It's
like,
about, like, finding that connection and doing the work in person.
Right. I,
yeah,
think, like, it's so much easier when there's just, like, a natural kind of, like, oh, I make a new friend group. That's,
mm-hmm,
cool. And, like, there's this one person that I'm really interested in. We start talking. Wait, they're really funny. Let's go on a date. And then they are interested back in you, and then all of a sudden you're in a relationship. Like, it's just so much easier and, like, more romantic and nicer, and I feel like that is how a relationship can last for longer. But
oh,
it's,
for
like,
sure.
based on, yeah. like, a natural just, we both have feelings for each other.
I don't know. I also feel like, I don't know, like, people nowadays get, like, bored so fast. Like, you know, like, the 3 month mm-hmm. rule thing?
Oh, yeah.
Like, I just feel like, I don't know, it's just, like, also so weird to me. Like, that, yeah. it, like, I don't know, it's just, I don't know. It's, like, sad.
I feel like definitely sticking to your boundaries. Well, first finding out what your boundaries are,
yeah.
and then sticking to your boundaries. I feel like dating yeah. apps are okay. It's just, like, if you're honest and then clocking when other people aren't,
yeah.
and, like...
And don't, if, like, change your boundaries.
Yeah, don't change your boundaries. Yeah, like, stick to your shit. Like,
yeah.
have your self-worth and that self-esteem to be like, no, like,
right.
I could easily find someone better.
On top yeah. of that, like, make sure you know where you're at personally before you, like, start talking to someone who's, like, ready to be in a relationship when you're not. I feel like that happens a lot. Like, people will know within themselves, like, I'm not ready to date anyone. Like, I don't know. They're not, like, ready for romantic connection, but they want to have someone to talk to. They want to have someone to hang out with. So they just kind of put themselves out there and hope it works out. And then it's, like, when it comes down to it, they actually meet someone. They're like, oh, I don't know. Like, I'm kind of not ready for this.
Yeah.
I feel like that happens a lot. So people should work on themselves before putting themselves out there.
Yeah, for sure. That's a good ending, guys.
Yeah. Yes.
Inclusion, health, self-worth, hang in there. It'll be okay. You'll eventually find someone and you'll have that great love.
Also,
yes.
it always is better when you wait for it. When you're not, like,
when
expecting
you're not, like,
it,
for it.
It'll
yeah.
come to you.
For sure.
Also, like, this one person that you're, like, hung up over or, like, or hella sad about, like, there'll be, like, multiple of them, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, there's still so many more people you're gonna meet, like,
right.
who might
absolutely.
Be so.
Absolutely.
I mean, my mom's, like, 55, and she just found a new lover.
Yeah.
Like, come on. Like, we're only,
okay,
like,
that's a really happy ending to end on.
Like, we're only, like, I don't know, I'm assuming most people listening to this are in their 20s as well.
Yes.
But we have so much time. So
a lot of time. And even when you're 30, you have a lot of time. Mm-hmm. When you're 40, you have a lot of time. Just live life to the fullest. Don't
right. mm-hmm.
think you can't
yeah.
start over.
Exactly.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
Well, I hope you guys had fun. I hope you guys also unpacked so much like
mm-hmm.
we did.
Right.
And thank you guys for coming to the podcast.
Yeah.
You will definitely see them again in multiple different episodes. So stay tuned. And bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.